So, Mark, when did you first start playing music live?
Music live. I guess around when I was 13.
Like out in front of people?
Well, no, but I was started like having my own little band at 13. You know, in front of people, I would say high school.
Okay. You know. And that's cool. So you started entertaining in high school. Yeah. And the years have gone by, and look at you now, hanging out with us here at 98.1 KZE. Well, you've done a lot of recordings in that time, and you've covered a lot of bases, a lot of light songs, a lot of heavy songs, a lot of very important tunes to you and the people around you and the people who love your music. So you have been, well, entertaining for a long time. And where does the inspiration come from, Mark?
Where does it come from?
Yeah.
It comes from waking up every day and finding out you're still here.
And then
taking advantage of that. And just, this is what you do. You know, you don't really, when you've been doing it your whole life, you don't think it's something that I do. It's who you are.
Well, do you wake up then and say, here's what I'm going to accomplish today and for the future? Or do you just let the day ride and that's what happens?
It depends. You know, this day or that day might be a little different. But you, I don't know. That's an interesting question. Do you? I don't really push it. Mm. To me, you know what it's like? Like if you have a letter you want to write to somebody, it used to be you'd write the letter. Now, that's where my songs come from. It's just like something that I want to say or some situation that I'm in. You know, I was involved for a long time with fracking, fighting hydrofracking. And I traveled all around the country, like singing my song, No Fracking Way. Mm.
And how are your results?
Well, it's great. In New York State, we canned it.
And that was in like 2012.
That was a big, is a big freaking deal.
Yeah,
and it was very rewarding to be part of that. Mm. You know, I did shows with Pete Seeger, and you know that was cool.
Pretty special time. So the Mark Black Band, you're coming to Colony.
Mark Black Band's coming to Colony this Thursday, with. The core of the group, of course, is Eric Parker and Mike Esposito and moi.
And moi. Now, and, any special guests coming?
Yeah.
There are?
Hmm. Yeah, Tim Moore is gonna play. And let's see, who else is going to play? I should have written this down.
Hmm. Well, let's keep them surprised. But Colony, the show starts at 7 o'clock, and Simi Stone is opening the show.
No, Simi Stone is going to sing with us.
Oh, even better. That's cool.
Yeah. So I love Simi.
Yeah, me too. And so she is going to be singing your tunes, her own tunes, a mix. What's going on?
My tunes, and we're going to do just stuff that we have in common.
Cool.
You know. Just classic stuff.
Well, she's a powerhouse, and yeah, I look really forward is. To see her. I haven't seen her sing in a while, so that should be cool. And the show Thursday, 7 o'clock, folks, don't miss it. And Mark, you got a guitar in your hand. What would you like to play?
Well, this is we had this night in where we were looking for something to do, and so this friend of mine said, "Well, let's all get together." Let's all get together and go down to the reservoir and watch the moon come up. This is on July night. And it seemed like a cool thing to do, but then the police decided we couldn't really be there. And I thought maybe they would arrest us. And then, you know, it would be like the song would write itself. But they didn't arrest us. But I actually hadn't brought music. I mean, I hadn't brought food that night, like a lot of other people. But I did bring this song. Boom, boom, boom. Here come the moon, watch it shining. Here come the moon and we're outdoor dining. Here come the moon, oh, the heavenly light. We're living large tonight. Doom, doom, doom. Here come the moon and we get together to celebrate and enjoy each other. Here come the moon, oh, the heavenly light. We're living large tonight. Say, boom, boom, boom. The birdie chirped himself to sleep. Except for the bug, I don't hear a peep. Big yellow moon over the water, ready to howl. I think we ought to. Ow! Chirped himself to sleep. Except for the bugs, I don't hear a peep. Big yellow moon over the water, I'm ready to howl. I think we ought to. Here come the moon and watch it shining. Here come the moon and wild dog dining. Here come the moon, oh, the heavenly light. We're living large tonight.
Mm. So, Mark, you travel around the country playing your songs, and I got to tell you that my mom is a huge fan of yours and loves the Ooh, I Love My Coffee song, and you were playing in a library in Florida, and she went to see you. She's like, oh, my cool. God, Mark Black is playing close by, and she went, and she checked you out, and she loved it.
Well, my wife and I have a couple of multimedia shows that we do all around the country. One is called Growing Up in the Woodstock Generation, and one's called The History of the 50s and 60s Through Popular Song.
How cool.
And we play a lot of small theaters and libraries, and it's a great way for us to hang out together, too, you know.
Mm. And travel and see and things travel, and educate.
See the world.
Yeah, and you educate people. Do you give guitar lessons?
You know, it's funny that you should say that. I generally don't. I've done some songwriting lessons, but I did have an experience when there used to be two important people in Woodstock, Ludi and Rudy Baumgarten. That was the judge and the policeman. And it was, I think I had this right. I'm not sure, forget which is which. It's so many years ago. It's Ludi or Rudy. I think it was Ludi stopped me for speeding. And he was writing me up a ticket, and I couldn't talk him out of it or anything. And he's just going at it. And then he looks at me. He looks at the ticket. He looks at me. He says, you give guitar lessons? And I said, sure, I'd be happy to. You know, and I thought maybe I'd get out of the ticket, but he still gave me the ticket.
I'm sorry, I already wrote this.
Yeah.
Well, how interesting. And
That's my phone. You like
wow.
it? Wow. Yeah, it's ethereal.
Well, can't people wait till you're done being on the radio?
I just can't wait.
Or can't you mute that, Mark? Mark Black is our guest, so that is his sound. You know, there's a big sign before you come in the studio that says, please turn your cell phone off. He didn't care.
I'm not big on reading. I did have my coffee. That's no excuse, I guess.
Well, you got another song?
Sure. How All about, right. You know, the funny thing is, though, I just wanted to say, Everybody wants my hat. What do you think about that? I mean,
I think it's a fine hat.
Might have the shape or the color, or maybe it's a brim that intoxicates them. It's not that I'm such an attractive fella. I mean, my hat itself,
hat.
I took it right off the shelf. I never gave it a whole lot of thought. But once I put it on, whoo, bang, bang, boom, most amazing thing I ever bought. And now, everybody wants my hat. What do you think about that, say? Talk to me, I can see they're just staring at the top of my head. I talk back to them again and again. They don't seem to hear a word I said. And they go, hey, how much dough for that chapeau? If I would be so kind, I even tell them the store, but there are no more. This puppy is one of a kind. I said, what? Everybody wants my hat. John, Julian, man. Everybody want my hat. Big, tall, skinny, fat. Everybody want my hat. What do you think about that? That's it.
Well, it's a fine hat, Mark. It looks like you had it for quite some time.
Yeah, it's getting kind of beat up there, but it suits me.
Yeah, fits your head perfect.
Yeah.
Like all hats should. And so you got this gig coming up at Colony in Woodstock. The show is Thursday, the 27th. No, it's this Thursday.
This Thursday?
Yeah. This Thursday, 7 o'clock show.
Yeah, like a couple days from now.
Yeah. Mark Black Band with Simi Stone, Mike Esposito, and Eric Parker. Quite a crew.
And also, there'll be more people sitting in.
Besides Tim?
What?
Besides Tim Moore?
Yeah, that's right. Tim Moore is going to be with us. And also Ralph Lignini.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I love the way Ralph plays his guitar parts. He's got a great sense of what goes where.
He does. And he also records, produces, and directs.
What a man.
Everything. He's a triple, quadruple threat. And what else is on the horizon besides the Giga Colony? You got some more coming up?
Well, the big news this week for us was we were on the Colbert Show with my song, I Love You, Rachel Maddow.
Mm.
We weren't on, but they used the song to introduce her.
So they played like a few seconds of it as she was walking out?
Yeah, well, the band actually learned the song.
Even cooler.
They played it.
I didn't know that. I thought maybe they played your recording.
Yeah, no, they learned it.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah.
And so the royalties and the you know, the big checks will be rolling in.
The big checks. Yeah. You won't be able to get me on this program.
Well, we're lucky to have you anytime, Mark. So on your way up or on your way down, please stop by and visit us here at 98.1 KZE. And we wish you nothing but great success with your starting career here in radio and playing music. And folks, don't miss the Mark Black Band featuring Simi Stone plus others Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Colony in Woodstock, 22 Rock City Road. Mark, how can folks stay in touch with you, like on the internet or something?
MarkBlack.com.
Can we still send you letters?
Letters?
Yeah. You know, handwritten?
Yeah, you pay for airplanes. You can send them out.
We'll send them out. Mark Black, our guest, 98.1 KZE. Thanks a lot, Mark. All the best to you, and we'll see you soon. Please come back in a little while. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.
When we stop and think about it, it takes months to find a customer, but only seconds to lose one. Hi, this is Clayton at Van Cleek's Tire in Lake Katrine.